You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn here. Hahn, of course, check engine light on early. But it's all good. We got an exciting show today. Thank you guys for coming out and listening to us. Here we go. Once again, we have another opportunity where we've made a mockery of the Rooney Rule. We're going to get to that at 1 o'clock. We're going to have Jay Weezy for Sheezy. We're going to have him on a little later on his weekly spot. But, Alan, I tell you what. I love this whole argument of what came first, the chicken or the egg, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. It's getting really juicy. But we've seen this movie before, right? We've seen this movie before, whether you want to talk about, you know, the Miami Dolphins losing Dan Marino, how hard it was to replace Dan Marino. And maybe, just maybe, if Dan Marino had a little juice left in his life, that organization would be in a better place. We talk about Bills Mafia and the celebration of Josh Allen. Okay, Josh Allen's here, but remember that period in between Josh Allen and Jim Kelly? And I'm not even going to touch the whole Jets because we're still searching. We're hoping to buy us a quarterback.
That's only been 50 years.
That's only.
But like it is true. No, but it is true. And by the way, we are presented by Progressive Insurance and guests on the Barton Hahn Show up here on the Goodyear Hotline. And let's call this Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. There, I took care of all that little business for you.
No, absolutely.
But it really is, as we're looking now at the Brady Belichick dynamic fallout, whatever you want to call it, as now, of course, Belichick becomes the meme as he sees his
the Bernie
season
Sanders
this year.
Did you see the Bernie Sanders meme when they got Bill Belichick face on Bernie Sanders with the listen, I tell you what, it's nothing more I want. Listen, the cutest thing I've ever saw in life was Baby Yoda. When Baby Yoda came out, the Baby Yoda dolls came out, I don't know what it is, it looks weird, but it was the cutest thing I have ever seen. Until now, the cutest thing I've ever seen was a hand crocheted version of Bernie Sanders with his legs crossed with the mittens that like the most comfortable mittens. I don't know if Uggs made them. I don't know if somebody that was like somebody
they
grandma,
look very toasty.
Somebody grandma made those mittens, man. And you've seen him become a GIF and become everywhere. People are posting memes and stuff like that, but they put Bill Belichick on there and it sums it all up. Because I told you when he saw that Aaron Rodgers left Tom Brady with that much time on the clock, you know he turned the TV off because he's seen that movie 1,000 times before. And remember where we were at the beginning of the season? Remember how great Cam looked before COVID? Remember we thought like, oh, maybe it is more by Tom was struggling. You know, you had Bruce Arians saying, hey, man, like, you know, our quarterback has to play better, calling him out, something we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And now we have that whole adage. Like, I think we have our answer. And it's a telltale sign to Green Bay to say, hey, you know what? Aaron, maybe we chose wrong because he's on his way until a Hall of Fame MVP season and knowing that he's only have at most one more year because they have to pay Jordan Love before year three. And we talk about all the time, Alan, we talk about the playbook to get your ass out of town and steal and leave the cheese curds and the cheese heads all by themselves. Today came up that Aaron Rodgers, the suggestion, he may want more money indicative in the pay that is representative of an MVP. So what is that? That's $40 more million, right? We talk about what Deshaun Watson got. $40 million a year annually. We talk about the half a Billy.
And the 100 guaranteed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We talk about the half
and then
a Billy.
The 450 that Mahomes could get as well.
And then we know that already Eric DeCoste said that they're starting to have negotiations with Lamar Action Jackson, and we know Josh Allen is going to have negotiations and going to get paid his money. So now, if you're Green Bay, you're saying, hey, we thought we were being slick by getting out too early and going to get Jordan Love, thinking that Aaron Rodgers was done. He put an MVP season together, and next year we may have to let him go. But if he wants money to stay this year, not force his way out of town a year early, we have to give him a contract that we will have to move, and somebody else is going to have to absorb that contract, because we're going to have to give him that contract, and they're going to have to take that contract and absorb a 38-year-old, 39-year-old, that type of money. So he's not worth that to another organization. He should mean that to you, because he's your first overall draft. He's your number one first-round draft pick, and he's won you a Super Bowl, and you're hoping that he's going to send you to another one. So advantage Aaron Rodgers, and like I said, the playbook has been played beautifully, which plays into your hands about what you want to talk about, how NFL quarterbacks are becoming something similar that you've seen before in an industry that you're such a great expert in. But I tell you what, I love how – this is going, man. I love the fact that Tom Brady is winning. And finally, because you know, players side with players. So we've always believed that maybe it's always been about players went to New England, took less money because they wanted to play with Tom Brady, not because they wanted to be around Bill Belichick and they was at awe at how great a coach he was. So maybe if you ask this equation, because I did stay in the Holiday Inn Express, Alan, Brady is greater than Bill Belichick. Match point, advantage, Brady. What do you
say? That what we're not saying? That's prisoner of the moment talk.
Is it really?
Okay. Yes. Here's why. Tom Brady, yes, in a Super Bowl, in his 10th Super Bowl, and he does it without Bill Belichick. And the question was, of course, is who needed, like you said, you perfectly said it, chicken and egg was the scenario when it comes to Brady and Belichick. And we saw Bill Belichick this year with Cam Newton. And let's be honest, what we thought was, we always give the greatness, the greats, we give them the benefit of the doubt. It's okay, well, Bill Belichick will figure it out. Oh, he's going to get Cam. He'll turn Cam into a superstar. What do we have? Oh, don't let him get Deshaun Watson. Don't let him get Matt Stafford. Like, we keep hearing that stuff because we just assume that Bill Belichick is great at what he does because of what happened with a 6th-round pick named Tom Brady, who they had no idea what they had in him there was an injury. They had no idea.
But they were so smart, they should have drafted him in the first 5 rounds before that. All right. They were so smart.
Still, one of the great runs in the history of sports, right, that he had. 2 decades of dominance. It's like Tim Duncan in San Antonio, right, with Greg Popovich. But I just think we're right now we're going prisoner of the moment. Because while, yes, Tom Brady right now looks like he's ahead of the game, where in this divorce, Tom Brady's got the better life right now. Right? Mm-hmm. That's how, you know, right? After a divorce, you always judge, right? Well, who's living the better life now? Who's happier?
Who's posting pics on the beach and who got in shape faster?
Exactly. Who's miserable and who's living the better life after the divorce? And that's what you've got. But I want to disagree here because here's a couple of things. We cannot ignore the details in this. And one of the details you have to consider is that Bill Belichick could argue with you, I had my replacement for Tom. I was ready for life after Tom. And you took that away from me. See, Tom Brady didn't leave New England on good terms. He scorched the earth before he left.
Divorce is never
Remember,
pleasant.
As the story goes, he wasn't happy with Jimmy G lingering in the quarterback room. Oh, you're waiting for me to make a mistake so this guy can take over for me. Right. There was some uncomfort, and Robert Kraft, fearing he's going to lose Tom Brady, sided with his player. All right, let's get him out of here.
We got to pause
okay,
there.
Okay, all right, I'll put a pin in it. Go.
You just can't process that because
I got to give you the history first, Bart. Let me give you the history.
Okay, so the history was, let's stop at that point in history. So they got rid of Jimmy G. That's where you stopped off at,
October 2017, they traded him for a second-round pick after, again, you got four games because of Deflategate. Brady was suspended. Yep. And Jimmy G played only about 3 of them because of the injury.
Right.
And then Jacoby Brissett played one, and everybody loved Jacoby Brissett. But the point is that you saw enough out of Jimmy G.
Yes.
And the fact that that Belichick and the Pats were so high on him that it was, this guy's going to be the next one, and the Niners jumped on it, and it became part of their rebuild, and it got them to a Super Bowl. Now, as I was saying, Belichick believed that was my guy. So I had my Aaron Rodgers. I had my Andrew Luck. I had my Steve Young.
Okay.
I had my guy ready, so when the legend you know, franchise quarterback moved on, as we saw in those franchises I just named,
yes,
you had the next one ready to go.
Okay.
Then you took him away from me.
Yes.
That second round pick didn't turn into much. They traded it for other picks.
He
mean, really,
for spite.
Jared Stidham, basically.
Out of spite because they could have got more. And they
who
traded,
made the trade out of spite?
No,
you're
no,
a
I'm talking
second round
no,
pick
no,
for a guy who was a backup and played three games.
I believe it was a fourth round draft pick. I think they turned down a second. I thought.
No. It was a second that they turned into multiple picks.
Okay.
It was a second. It was a second-round pick that they turned into multiple picks.
But they had offers for more, and what he did is he has an affinity for the Shanahan family, so he sent him there, but he could have got a lot more from Cleveland at the time and some other places that he turned down. So he traded for spite, and he didn't get back the max return that he could have got.
Right.
But at the end of the day, before you continue the story, let's pause and say what happened.
Well, I'm almost done with the story.
Okay,
I'm almost done with the story. And the completion, again, the end part is for Belichick. For you, because now you become are the Patriots, and that's the question. And again, it's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Be part of the conversation, of course. But are the Patriots going to, after Brady, going to become what the Bills became after Jim Kelly? And I know Doug Flutie won 11 games. I get it, but you know what happened.
Yes.
You never made the playoffs. You never did anything in the playoffs. Nothing happened after that. That's my point. You had a franchise quarterback who got you to four straight Super Bowls. It was the greatest time in franchise history, and it's very difficult to follow up. Now, the Packers may not have had great Super Bowl success, but they did at least win another one, and they had Aaron Rodgers, and that position was locked in after Favre. You know, Andrew Luck, the same kind of thing. After Manning, you got a guy that was still one of the best in the league. You know, those are the arguments you make. Obviously, Steve Young after Montana, how did it work out for the Niners? It worked out well. But the Bills after Jim Kelly – the Dolphins after Dan Marino. By the way, Dan Marino played till 99. That blows my mind that he played till 99.
Yeah.
John, you could even say the Broncos after John Elway.
Okay.
You went through all kinds of different guys, and then you had to go mercenary with Peyton just to get some Super Bowl like appearances and get a Super Bowl, but that was a short-lived mercenary kind of thing. Now you're back to trying to find the next one. And then even you could say this. I know there's a lot of Romo fans out there, a lot of Dak fans out there. The Dallas Cowboys have Troy Aikman. That has also been that search.
Right.
And that, you know, what they won, two playoff games since 96? Two?
Yeah, two.
So you could just say that once you move on from that guy, the search for the next one is a painful one.
Yes,
it's not easy to do. And that's where I ask, are the Patriots now circling the drain in that vortex that we're pointing out? When you lose your franchise quarterback and he still could play and you don't have that next one in-house –
yeah,
it's going to be a long time before you find the next one. And you better find them, because if you don't, we have evidence, history tells us. And where are the Saints going after Breeze? Where are the Steelers going after Big Ben? You know, it's not just the Patriots we're looking at here. It's several other franchises. And there's history that shows us how long it can take and how painful it can be if you don't have that guy in-house. Which is why, going back, and I'll finish it here, going back to Green Bay, this is why I understand why they got Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers is not done yet.
Yep.
But the key word is yet. And I can't let you retire. I don't know when you're going to retire. I can't let you retire and not have somebody in-house waiting as the heir to the throne, just like you were with Brett Favre. There. That's my point. That's my counterpoint. And that's what Belichick is probably going to say to anybody who's criticizing him. Hey, I had my guy.
Okay.
I had to get rid of him.
Okay, he didn't have to trade Jacoby Brissett. He did that because he wanted to. He didn't have to trade Jimmy G. So this is the thing.
Yes, he did.
If Jimmy G was there and they got rid of Tom Brady, is Jimmy G worth two Super Bowls? So you can say that Tom Brady added to the legacy of Bill Belichick. And I would argue that the first Super Bowl was all Bill. The other five was all Tom Brady. Not only because Tom Brady, his play is exceptional, you saw what he did as far as bringing talented players together. It's not about having talented players, because you can look at some of the most talented teams. You can think about the Dream Team with the Eagles. You can think of some of the outstanding rosters when Deion and Bruce Smith and all those guys came together with Washington, and they couldn't find a way to get to the playoffs. Tom Brady became, you know, takes less so that he can also show humility. He allows Bill Belichick to force guys to be back for off-season conditioning because Tom Brady's there. He's allowed, just like Greg Popovich, to be able to chew guys out because he chews the quarterback out. But it's more about Tom Brady. Here's the example why. because people go or went to New England because they could guarantee that they were going to be in the AFC championship at
because
least.
Of Tom. Yeah.
They were going to be a divisional championship because of Tom. And listen, if Jimmy G was there right now, they would not have those two titles. And if Bill Belichick wants to try and say, I can prove my point, guess what? I guarantee you right now, San Francisco, the team that you traded Jimmy G to, would gladly give you his ass back because he was not what they thought he was, and he hasn't been able to be healthy, and he hasn't been able to perform and make the clutch plays that Tom Brady makes. Tom Brady made that play. You had tell the two tapes. You had one coach that didn't believe in their Hall of Fame quarterback. You had another one that said, hey, why punt the ball? I got Tom damn Brady. He'll make the right play. He'll put us in the right position. And Scott Miller made him pay. He put seven. He made the reservation, like I said, for six. And he got there on time. And they got the 6.7. And that was a big play in the game. So Tom Brady made people want to come there. How many people, I don't care who the quarterback is, you can say, we're going to get Jameis Winston. You can say we're going to get Matthew Stafford. How many people are coming to New England to play with Matthew Stafford? How many people are coming and saying, "Oh, Matthew Stafford's there. Oh, I'm going to New England. Let's take a mass migration to New England because we believe in Bill Belichick and Matthew Stafford." No, it has always been about we believe as players in Tom Brady because we played against him, we saw how great he was, and we knew that he was a guy that was going to figure out a way to win because he's the damn GOAT. It wasn't about Bill Belichick, his Jedi mind tricks, his sleeveless hoodie. It wasn't anything about what he did, what he represented, the X and O's, his ability to put game plans together. It was no matter the game plan, no matter what the system was, Tom Brady is going to win because he's that damn good. He's that dedicated. So you can say whatever, who was more important. If Tom Brady has made the case that he was more important. These are a lot of the same characters in Tampa Bay that they couldn't get it done with. They went in Green Bay, went against the favorites, and they kicked their butt, right? He figured it out. All year, he was figuring it out. He wasn't concerned about winning individual games. You heard him say that, what he said, the reports of what he said to some of their linebackers when he didn't go to the Pro Bowl. I don't play for Pro Bowls. I play for jury. And that's the guy that is the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. And nobody's going to ever have a run in football that he had, not as a player. Nobody's going to ever do the things that he's done. And not only does he have a chance to do it this year, he has an opportunity to do it again next year. So don't give me that Bill Belichick is greater than Tom Brady. I've been waiting for Detox for 20 years. I've been waiting for Coming to America to remake for 10 years. Finally, Coming to America is here. Sex with Chocolate.
You've been waiting 30 years.
I've been waiting 10 years for, you know what I mean, because I didn't want him to mess up original. But I know that if he did it, Eddie Murphy's going to do it right. So in honor of Coming to America 2, Sexual Chocolate will be played by Tom Brady. He's going to drop the damn mic. Game over. I'm the greatest. I'm the reason why we had success in New England, not Bill Belichick. I think the argument is over with. He just proved it. He took an organization that hadn't been back since they had the greatest defense or top five defense in the history of the game, and he took them back year one. He got all these guys to come together, and he figured out no risk it, no biscuit. He said, whoa, Kimo Sabe, we need to do some of the stuff that I need to do because guess what, Bruce Arians? I know more about winning championships than you do. So sit back, turn your Kago around, and sit back and let the grown folks handle this because I got this, homie. You don't know what you're talking about. You new to this. I'm true to this.
What is that, over the top, turn the Kango around?
Yeah,
what he's going to have Stallone do, the over the top? That was straight talk. Bro, that was straight talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So, again, as the calls are rolling in, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On the Brady-Belichick debate, that is certainly going on, but also on the quarterback debate and how franchises. Can you name any others? Have I missed anyone where there was a franchise quarterback there for 10-plus years and you had great success, and once they left, there was no replacement, and ever since then, it's been a revolving door and a lack of consistent success.
And can I ask something to it?
Jake, our producer today, let me just add this. So Jake today, I'm stealing it from him, but I'll give him credit. The only consistency you have without a franchise quarterback is mediocrity. Exactly. And that's a very smart comment, certainly, to make. You want to add one more thing?
Yeah,
before
I want to add, because in this instant, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. So are we talking about with franchise quarterbacks still playing at a high level? Is it better to be too early or too late? That's the real question. Because if I can get two championships, then I'm horrible after that. I'd rather take my two damn championships. So if you get rid of Aaron Rodgers in this year, next year, or the year after, when you guys play Jordan Love and see what he's about, and you lose potentially his year 40, his year 41, his year 42, if you don't believe that Aaron Rodgers is made out of the same stuff of Tom Brady, Drew Brees, then you crazy and you don't know nothing about football. You should shut up.
I think he's got 5 years. You think he's got? I think he's got 5 years left.
So that's my point. So if he got 5 years, Jordan Love never plays.
The big question is those 5 years. Well, again, those 5 years in Green Bay. That's what the question is right now. Green Bay's saying, yeah, it's going to be, and Aaron Rodgers right now isn't sure. All right, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to the calls. As you mentioned, Tom Brady, and it's true, I feel like his move is a very LeBron James-type move. And so Brady does the move in the NFL. And the NFL is starting to trend more like the NBA. Those guys have watched the NBA and how the players have really started to run that league and have their power and their control. And now you're seeing in the NFL the same thing happening. That trend is happening. We'll discuss that. Also, on the minority coaches, or lack thereof, getting hired, as all the head coaching positions available are now gone up until one. And that's in Houston, where Bart didn't know about a certain tandem that they have talked about over the weekend, that when you hear this, if you haven't yet, it's going to scratch your head. Although they are having a second interview with Leslie Frazier, who deserves it. A lot more to get to, including the NBA considering an all-star game in a certain city where the wings are just delicious.
Oh, I'll be there.
And that is why, like I told you, it is definitely a players' league. We also, basketball-wise, remember a year ago today, the tragic death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, seven others, on that helicopter in California, and how we felt. And it's amazing it's been a year, and what a year it's been since then. So we'll reflect on that. Lots to get to. Bart and Hop. But first, Bart does have this from DraftKings.
Pigskin fans, DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. Enter the free prediction challenge. Answer the questions like, who'll score last? And boom, get ready to make it rain. Download the DraftKings app now or use promo code BART to enter the free $55 million prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's promo code BART. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Back after this. I'll holla.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
On ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, ESPN app, your smart speaker, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Trust us, we did the math. So let's grab some calls on this topic, and it's a simple question. Tom Brady, in his 10th Super Bowl appearance, his first after leaving the Patriots, And so is it now on Bill Belichick to immediately build a contender in New England just so he can maintain his greatest of all time coaching status? And it just brings back, of course, that chicken and egg theory of who made whom. Was did Brady make Belichick? Did Belichick make Brady? Obviously, Brady is thriving without him, and Bill, so far, is not.
Not so much.
It's after the divorce, who's having the better life? After the divorce, Tom Brady's living the better life. All right, let's grab some calls. Let's begin, let's see. Let's begin with Manny from Sacramento. Manny.
Oh, my God. Look, Brady is the best ever. No one's going to deny that. But instead of watching Coming to America, y'all need to start watching Coming to Your Senses. The dude was handed a great offense. I'm not saying that he didn't help, you know, take him to the next level, but he wasn't handed the Jets. He wasn't handed Houston without Hopkins. He was literally handed all pros at every position, got Fournette to get in there. I mean, yes, he's still the greatest because of what he did, but I'm not going to act like, look, a head coach has got a lot more work to do.
One question for you, Manny. Is it a very LeBron James move by Tom Brady?
What do you mean by a very LeBron James move?
Well, you just said he went to a ready-made situation, didn't he? He was handed, so he got players who wanted to go there and play with him to win a championship,
sure.
Right?
Yes.
And he has control, which is it was a smart move. He had control for the first time.
Manny, the biggest evidence that Tom Brady should maybe be the MVP of this league isn't what he did in Tampa. It's the fact of how horrible New England looked. So you mean to tell me this dude damn near took these bums to the Super Bowl last year? He almost took those set, N'Keal Harry, Edelman, Philip Dorsett. He almost took those bums to the promised land. And the fact that he's been carrying bums year after year, he got tired of having to carry the whole team on his damn back and Bill Belichick. Now he finally went somewhere where somebody else can do the heavy lifting like John Elway got late in his last years of his career when he went back to back. So he deserves to have a little time off where he doesn't have to carry the whole load and he only has to be great in spurts. But I think that's the biggest indictment on the Patriots and the fact that Bill Belichick has been horrible as a general manager, has been horrible in putting talent around him. Tom Brady has been taking less money, taking cheese off his taco, and he's been filling it with horrible players with impossible burger meat and not real ground beef, American Kansas City grass-fed beef, and he's been taking nose bumps to the playoffs over and over and over again. When have we ever seen or said that Tom Brady, when he won the previous Super Bowls, had the best offense, had the best players? He did not. He always had the worst players. When they went against Atlanta, Atlanta had way more offensive stars, but he still got it done with a set of bums. So he should be the MVP, not because what he did in Tampa. It's because he carried those bums, and his back probably damn hurt. That's probably why he happy and went down there to Tampa, because he can get some sunlight, and they can heat his joints up, because he's been carrying bums in the cold weather for the last 10 damn years. So, Manny, you need to watch it. Don't you ever disrespect Eddie Murphy, the greatest actor of all time, a man who dominated the 80s, a man who had 10 movies back-to-back in a decade, all was blazers, and he hit you with a comedy special. You welcome, Manny.
You're basically saying that Brady went from Steakums to Omaha Steaks.
Exactly. He was eating Salisbury steaks. Yeah, Salisbury steaks. Cube steak.
Exactly. Where's Chef? He didn't make
Who's next? Who else? Anybody know the indication? Oh. That's the type of smoke I got.
By the way.
So you bring that smoke if you want to.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, you're definitely getting the smoke today, everybody. So Dan from Green Bay. And this is, again, what Tom Brady did. Aaron Rodgers probably watching saying, that's
Kurtz.
Definitely a move that I need to make. What do you think, Dan?
Hey, I tell you what, I got a lot of feelings. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Great show. A lot of feelings. Obviously, okay, diehard Packer fan. I'm telling you what, right now I can't blame Aaron Rodgers for wanting to leave, really. And there's a few twofold things here. So Rodgers, obviously, one of the greatest talented quarterbacks we've seen. We've wasted his career. I prayed every day for 9.5 years to get Mike McCarthy, get rid of him, right? Okay, that happens. LaFleur comes in, and here you go. Rodgers takes it on his shoulders. He's fired up this year, ready to finally go. You took Jordan Love. You didn't get a wide receiver, all that good stuff. And then here you give him that situation and just don't give it to him. If we bring him back next year, what I'm afraid of is Rodgers is too big a diva, and he's going to – you know how he tanked against Arizona to get McCarthy fired? I think he would pull that next year. I don't trust him next year in Green Bay. I love him. Don't get me wrong. Talented as hell, but I don't know. I just
that's a tremendous take from Green Bay. Tremendous take. Go ahead, Bart.
And Dan, he knows that he's going the year after because no way you're going to draft somebody in the first round and make him sit for 3 years. And you look at, listen, it's one thing, and it was a tale of two organizations. One went and got Tom Brady everything he asked for. His fourth best receiver is Antonio Brown, which is still considered one of the best receivers, and Gronk and Brady, right? And then you look at the 2-point conversion dropped in end zone. That's because the lack of talent, right? You look at Lazard. That's what he's surrounded with. He has one stud receiver, and he's making chicken salad out of chicken. You know what? And then to add insult to injury, Dan, they went out and said, okay, we're not going to get you a receiver in the second round, which we've saw Metcalf come in the second round. We've saw some great receivers picked in the second round the last couple of years. We're going to take a 250-pound tailback from Boston College. You could have got in the fourth round to add insult to injury. If you wanted to address the future of the quarterback position, that's cool, but you get me nothing, and then the trade for Will Fuller falls through? Why? If we're right there to win a Super Bowl, you should be going all in, especially if you take a guy on an inspiring contract, which all you had to do is maybe spend some more money and move some money around, and he was going to be off the roster again after this year anyway because Will Fuller was going to free agency. How negligent is that? Who's next?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, while I'm getting next, you ready for 1-800-Flowers?
Oh, man. Hold up.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm just giving you a little heads up. All right.
I get excited.
I'm in the huddle. We're in the huddle. I'm just letting you know. I'm going to check
you let me.
In
you calling two plays in the huddle. I appreciate you for doing that.
All right. I'm going to let you know. This is what we're going to do. But right now, let's go to TP from North Carolina. TP.
Yeah, I was just saying, we're talking about the whole Brady versus Belichick debate. And don't get me wrong, Tom Brady is the best. But there was a bunch of defensive players that didn't play due to COVID for New England. There was a few offensive players that opted out of the season. So let's not act like Belichick didn't do anything. Not to mention that Cam also caught COVID throughout the season. And, there was a real big drop-off.
And Cam wasn't the same. But you know what? I'll say this, though, TP. And you make a great point. Thanks for the call. You do make a great point on that they were missing players. But the idea of Cam coming in was one of those where it was almost like we all forced it to happen. Yeah. And he did not live up to expectations, not even close. He looked like a shell of himself. But on top of it, let's not also forget that they were talking up Jared Stidham. Like, they were ready for him, and they were confident with him and all that stuff. And he didn't play. Like, he's just – you could tell they don't believe that much in him. So, anyways, with that in mind, if you have more calls, we'll get to them.
Ask yourself this. How many offensive players opted out? It wasn't the defense that hurt him. It was the damn offense. And the offense is responsible because of Bill Belichick, the general manager – decided to go get N'Keal Harry when he could have got DK Metcalf. How about that?
Yeah. No, a lot of things you can certainly second guess, but we'll see where that
he has one receiver. Braxton Berrios is the only damn receiver even left in the NFL from his last 8 or 10 damn
let's
drafts.
Let's just keep this in mind. A division they have dominated for 2 decades.
Yes.
Yeah,
now
has it's Josh over. Allen and could have in either team. Deshaun Watson. Keep an eye certainly on that. We'll keep an eye on the calls as well. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Right now, this from 1-800-Flowers from Bart.
When it comes to finding the perfect bouquet for your Valentine, it pays to plan ahead with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has an amazing offer for my listeners. Get 24 multicolored roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. This is an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers. To order multicolored roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter promo code BART. 1-800-Flowers.com, promo code BART. Hurry up. Offer expires Friday. Now I can get back to being mean because flowers are delicate. We'll be back after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Celebrating the life of Kobe Bryant.
One of the great competitors of any generation.
For a lot of players who grew up idolizing him, peers who he played against, I think Kobe transcended the Lakers and the NBA.
Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hunt Show up here on the Goodyear Hotline. Had to pause for that. Bonita Applebaum.
You got to put me on.
Now, you heard a little bit of the production there.
You got to be today's
small. Today's date obviously be one that if you're a sports fan, especially if you're a basketball fan, January 26th will be a date, though, for the NBA that will be always – it would always come to mind. It's amazing to think it's just a year ago on this day, and we're on the air together, if you remember, and the details were coming out about the helicopter crash that happened outside of L.A., and the death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others that were on that helicopter as well. The details that came out after it and everything else, all that stuff doesn't matter now. It's still lives lost and a young life, a couple of young lives that were lost on the helicopter and the opportunity of what could have been. But it's also losing a guy who was a legendary player in his post-career who still had so much more to give to the game, Bart. You know, that's, I think, what we continue to talk about when we think about Kobe and his passing is what more would we have gotten from him?
Yeah.
You know, for this sport that we've missed out on now. But I guess you could look back and say that, you know, how much more did we need from him?
Yeah, for me,
I don't think we did. Yeah. He gave us everything you could possibly ask a star to give you.
Yeah, but he has so much more to give outside the game of basketball. I mean, you talk about a guy that won an Emmy for voiceover work.
Yeah.
You talk about a guy had his Mamba Academy where he was training some of the stars that was going to carry the game into the future. You talk about a guy that was really putting a lot of time into the Women's Basketball League and his impact there.
Yes.
And he was probably training one of the best future basketball players in his daughter Gianna. Life lost, you know, far too early, and it kind of puts, you know, I can only imagine, like, I remember where I was when we lost Tupac. I was playing a football game on a Friday, and I remember losing Pac. I can only imagine what it was for my mom to lose Marvin Gaye. I can only imagine what it was for people to lose Lennon. You know what I mean? That's just – it's like, yeah, you never forget those moments where you were
exactly
when that happened.
It's certain, and we've lost so many people, right? In 2020,
Jimi Hendrix,
as we've been talking about how this past year, just what it felt like and the different people. We just talked about
the young loss of life, right? Because you feel like
– I mean, you know, Hank Aaron we just talked about the other day, and obviously past year. Yeah, full life, right. Tommy Lasorda, a full life. Yes, Larry King, a full life when you think about that. But I guess that's what it is. It's more, you know, when the idea of the tragic loss of the younger life and the things where you say, did this have to happen? And is always a reason for things. But I always use this phrase. It's never really about mourning a loss. It's about celebrating a life and the time you did have, right? And that is something there's always something to be learned from somebody that I tell my son this, who's a hockey player, and he's trying to make his way in the sport. He uses a lot of the Kobe mentality stuff because that is such a great mindset, not just in sports, but in life.
Yeah.
The idea of the passion and the work you put in, how it's, you know, again, it's what you put in. It's what you get out of what you put into it.
Yeah.
The passion, just how much he was obsessed with the sport and how it paid off in championships and in what became a great life. Was he perfect?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't perfect. We're all fallible, of course. But still, it was a life to celebrate, and we certainly today do that. Jay Will's going to join us next. Talk more NBA. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.